My guest this time is Bob Dane. He's the Communications Director at the Federation for Immigration Reform. We want to get his thoughts on a number of different developments as Republicans plot strategy to respond to the president's use of executive orders in order to remove the threat of deportation for approximately 5 million people, though some people say that number could be considerably higher. Bob, thanks very much for being with us.
Good afternoon.
Well, Republicans have known this was coming, and there's been a lot of different strategies to respond to it. What do you make of the fact that there's this clash between the appropriators who claim this isn't even in their purview and the Congressional Research Service that says absolutely it is?
Well, I think you've got a bit of a division there between Republican leadership, who would just as soon that Obama's amnesty goes through and they have a clean plate to work with legislatively in the next year, and the rank and file membership, conservatives, who very much want this action stopped and defunded. Now, Congress is back this week, and I think the Republicans are going to have to find consensus on what the devil they're going to do, and they've got to keep a civil war within their own party from happening. I mean, John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, very, very hesitant to fight Obama on this, far less than the rank and file. There are options, pro and con, what you can do. Certainly, the GOP could use the budget bill coming up on December 11th to defund it, to strip away any money Obama might use to carry out his amnesty. They do have the power of the purse. And I think a lot of members consider that the first and the best step. The downside is that the Republicans are worried about being blamed for a shutdown of the government. But I think they need to remember, though, that it will be the Democrats in the Senate and the president who opt for a federal shutdown, not the Republicans. The House will have done its job. They will have presented a funding bill and stopped a lawless action, and I don't think they have anything to apologize for.
Bob, talk about this divide a little bit more. You said a little while ago that despite the rhetoric, we've obviously heard both Mitch McConnell and John Boehner say they definitely don't want the president to do this, certainly not unilaterally. You say ultimately they don't mind so much. Explain that a little bit further.
Well, we've always had two corrupting influences on our immigration policy, which is why it is in such chaos and why the borders are wide open. You've got the Democrats pushing for massive increases in legal immigration and an amnesty for illegal immigration so that they can put millions of heavily government-dependent people on a path to the voting booth. It's really, for the far left, a massive, fat voter registration drive. And on the right, commanded really by the Chamber of Commerce from the top down, is our Republican leadership and the business lobby looking for massive increases in legal immigration and amnesty for illegal immigration to satisfy the big business lobby's appetite for cheap labor. And that has been the divide.
Bob, you also mentioned just a moment ago that somehow this week the Republicans need to find consensus, but you also believe leadership and the rank and file are greatly at odds on this. So where do you think that consensus, if anywhere, is going to be found?
Well, here's the point, and this is more in the category of hopeful. I believe this action goes beyond the immigration issue and transcends politics so that really no member of Congress, whether they're in the House or the Senate, whether they are Republican, Democrat, or independent, none of these members can let this usurpation of power be left unchecked. Now, they may disagree about the issue. Certainly, we all have different approaches to the immigration issue. But in Congress, regardless of political stripes, they're all members of the same club, and the one thing they should all agree on is the club rules, and this president has violated those.
Bob, do they have to act right now? Is this their put-up-or-shut-up time, or can they wait for the next continuing resolution early next year when Republicans have majority in both houses? What's the message sent by what they do right now?
I think it's important for the House to begin to exert their power to regulate immigration. They're on very firm constitutional ground. Now, look, will defunding work? Well, the president might simply siphon money from another program area and continue to carry forth activities related to the amnesty. But Congress needs to do it anyways, Greg, because it serves another higher purpose. Defunding and utilizing that power of the purse that the Constitution gives the House is a first. It's a necessary step for Congress to demonstrate that they've exhausted all of their remedies to restore their power to establish a uniform rule of naturalization under Article 1 should impeachment become a necessary and a next step. It's sort of like if your dog has been barking. Before you can go to the judge, you've got to try to work it out with your neighbor and exhaust all remedies before you go for the big guns.
Another issue that popped up last week, but kind of overshadowed by the Thanksgiving holiday, was a story that ran in the Washington Times suggesting that the employer mandate inside the Obamacare law actually gives employers incentive to hire people who, up until this executive order, were officially in the country illegally. But because they're not citizens, there's no mandate for the employers to provide coverage, whereas for citizens they would. Therefore, there's about a $3,000 incentive per employee for employers to hire folks who came to this country illegally. How big of an issue do you think that is and ought to be?
Well, most people give more thought to how they're going to build a gardening shed in their backyard than the logistical nightmare inherent in this amnesty for 5 million illegal aliens. Remember this. Illegal aliens, first of all, are going to be given two things, a Social Security number and a Social Security card and an employment authorization document, the EAD. It's sort of like a note from your mother that you're allowed to work in the U.S. You know, this is not going to go well for 100 different reasons, but first is that a lot of illegal aliens are actually going to lose their job. Why? Because you've got unscrupulous employers who are hiring them under the table to avoid paying taxes, and they're not going to like the prospect that the guy that they had working for them yesterday now costs them more since Obama just gave them lawful presence. So the employers will just go down to the day labor center and look for their next illegal alien, and there'll be plenty of them because amnesty creates a huge incentive for future flows of illegal aliens. So this means, you know, if you really want to keep illegal aliens out of the workforce and having their hand in this honeypot of benefits, you've got to secure the borders. You've got to remove those already here, and you need to enact worksite verification, E-Verify, so that businesses are forced to hire legal workers.
Bob, we'll call time there, but we'll certainly know within the next 10 days exactly where the Republicans stand on this. Thank you very much for being with us.
Okay.
Bob Dane is the Communications Director at the Federation for American Immigration Reform. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.